Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again. This is our Friday-Saturday edition of A Year in the Word. We live in a time when knowledge is readily available, readily accessible. We can go onto the internet, ask any question, and we'll get answers. Now, those answers may not always be accurate, but we will get answers. But instead of others flocking to the Word of God and the knowledge that is written in its pages, I mean, to know the mysteries and the power, the ultimate, the awesomeness of God, so many don't even know and have never even seen a Bible. Amen. They don't understand the wealth of restorative power that is to be gained from living by its precepts. So we know that we must be readers, hearers, and doers of the Word of God. Jesus came, and he said that he came, that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And how can we know what life is except that we read what is written in the pages of the Holy Bible? Amen. I thank you so much for joining me in this journey through A Year in the Word. It is our desire, each and every one of us, to know what thus says the Lord. We want to know the power and the ultimate sacrifice that he has made for us. We want to understand the love that has no conditions, no borders, and no boundaries that exists and continues to exist, whether we realize it or not, or even whether we believe it or not. We are loved with an everlasting love, and he will not take that love away, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've said, no matter what's been said about us, no matter what people, no matter how we have been perceived or how we cause others to perceive us. And no matter who we love, God loves each and every one of us. And he has a destiny set and a purpose for each and every inhabitant of the earth. He loves every life. All lives are precious to the Lord. Amen. And there should be no separation between human beings because God made us all. Amen. And he loves us all. And he purposed each and every one of us in the earth that we might work together for the common good, all of us, with all of our differences. Our uniqueness is what should make it easier for us to learn. It should make it better for the whole earth because we all have talents and abilities and uniqueness, even of ethnicity, that actually flavors our salt the earth. It should make it better for all of us. But instead, we allow those differences, amen, to separate us rather than bringing us together. Amen. The Word of God, amen, is that defining line where we all come and we all are the same, and the same is required of us all, no matter where we're from, no matter what we look like, no matter what our descent, no matter what our ancestry, ethnicity, our race, our creed, no matter what, we're all subject to the same God. He is in control of all of our lives. No matter what we believe, it is still so that he is God, and he is God and God alone. There is no other. And it is also still true that there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. And no man can come to the Father except by him. No exception. No exception. Amen. That's why it's important that we understand, that we know, and that we understand what is written in the Word of God, and that we live according to those precepts. Amen. We live according to those precepts, and we'll have life indeed. Amen. We're reading today from Job chapters 15 and 16, and Isaiah chapters 40 through 44. Amen. And glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go into the Word of God, we always invite him in and give him thanks and praise because the glory is God's alone. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you thanking and praising you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for each and every one of us already. We thank you, Lord, for awakening us out of our sleep with a sound mind and a mind, Lord God, to come to know you better, a mind to come together and hear your word and read your word and understand your word and gain wisdom from your word, Lord, that our lives might be changed because we realize, Lord, that we need you. We need your spirit. We need your power. We need your glory in our lives. We need you to move, Lord God, things that seem impossible to our eyes because nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. You have all power in your hand. You are all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipresent, God. Everything is in the palm of your hands. You control all things. The sun stays up in the sky because you hold it there. The stars do not come crashing to the earth because you hold it there, oh, Lord God, and you hold each every one of us in the palm of your hands. Oh, God, we humbly submit to you even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we humbly give you thanks. And we give you glory for your greatness, oh God. You are great, Lord God, beyond even the definition of that word in our understanding. You are so much more and so much better than we're able to articulate. So, Lord God, but hear, Lord God, our feeble praise and our feeble accolades, Lord God, as we try to lift you up to the best of our abilities. We give you glory, oh God, and we honor you with all that we have within us even now. And ask, Lord God, that you move in the midst of us, oh God, and heal us, Lord. You are the great physician. You are the mind regulator. You are the lifter of our head. You are the one who changes circumstances. You are the one who redirects. You are the one that does battle with our enemies. You are the one who sets the table before us in the presence of those who are trying to destroy all that we have. Oh, God, we give you glory, oh, God, because you love us, and you love us, and you love us still, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've been, you still love us. Oh, Lord God, and we humble ourselves before you in gratitude. Oh, Lord God, and in humility, realizing, Lord, that we have not been all that we should be. And we ask your forgiveness, oh, God, for every sin of omission and every sin of commission, those things that we understood to be wrong, and even those things that we did not. Lord, sometimes we touch unclean things without knowing. Sometimes we touch them knowing they're unclean. Forgive us, oh God, and wash us, Lord God, of every transgression, of every sin, of everything, Lord God, that could hinder our prayer and our entering in on today, Lord God. Oh God, we submit our whole life to you because we need you to direct, Lord God. We need you to warn us. We need you to show us the direction we ought to go. We need you to show us the people we ought to have in our lives. We need you to show us who to pull close and who to pull away from. We need you to move right now, oh God. Please, Lord God, help us, 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 Lord God. Lord, your word says that you are a present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we don't know where trouble is, Lord God, but we come before you, Lord God, because you are our help on today. Oh, Lord God, you are our strength on today. Oh, Lord, as we submit ourselves, open our minds and hearts, Lord God, into your word on today that we might understand what you are speaking, Lord God, in that day and what we are to learn about it in ours. Oh, Lord God, and help us to come to know who we are and who you are and how we ought to walk before all men. Oh, Lord God, realizing, oh, God, that you are our salvation, you are our hope, and you are our life's breath. Oh, God, we honor you in all that we say and do in this hour, Lord God, and ask, oh, God, that you continue to move in our lives. Continue, Lord God, to help us to walk upright before you. Oh, Lord God, that our life be
and honor to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray today. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God Almighty. Glory to Him alone. Amen. The glory only belongs to Him. Every blessing that God has bestowed upon me, and He has blessed me greatly. But the glory is the Lord's. I have nothing of in and of myself. Everything that I have, it is because God is. Hallelujah. I have things that I do not deserve, but it is because God is. It is because His grace is upon my life. It is because He is gracious and He is true. I have prayed and He has listened and He has honored me with His Spirit and with His presence in my life. And I give Him glory. The glory is His alone. My intelligence is to the glory of God. My occupation is to the glory of God. Hallelujah. The things that I have are to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I give Him glory on today, and I bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank Him. Hallelujah. I thank Him. Amen. We are reading and you are hearing from Job chapters 15 and 16 and Isaiah chapters 40 through 44. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we shall commence reading in just a second here. I'm just not reading so that we can flow. You will help hear pauses from time to time if you're new. Amen. With me, I hope you'll go back through the archives. We started at the beginning of the year on January 1st. Amen. And we are reading the Word of God in its entirety through December 31st. Glory to God. We are now, hallelujah, it is, today is February 24th, so we're in the second month of the year. Amen. And we are going strong. If there are times that I will miss a day, we're doubling up, like on today. This is the Friday-Saturday episode because we missed Friday. So you will find that will happen from time to time, but we will not miss a reading, even when we have to double up. And I do give glory to God because He's made a way in a venue in which we can do that. So we're reading from Job chapter 15, and we're starting now. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Should a wise man answer with empty knowledge and feel himself with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or by speeches with which he can do no good? Yes, you cast off fear and restrain prayer before God, for your iniquity teaches your mouth, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born, or were you made before the hills? Have you heard the counsel of God? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that is not in us? Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, much older than your father. Are the consolations of God too small for you, and the words spoken gently with you? Why does your heart carry you away, and what do your eyes wink at, that you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth? What is man that he could be pure, and who is born of a woman that he could be righteous? If God puts no trust in his faith, and the heavens are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water? I will tell you, hear me, what I have seen I will declare. What wise men have told, not hiding anything received from their fathers, to whom alone the land was given, and no alien passed among them. The wicked man reads with pain all his days, and the number of his years is hidden from the oppressor. Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer comes upon him. He does not believe that he will return from darkness, for a sword is waiting for him. He wanders about for bread, saying, where is it? He knows that a day of darkness is ready at hand. Trouble and anguish make him afraid. They overpower him like a king ready for battle. For he stretches out his hand against God and acts defiantly against the Almighty, running stubbornly against him with his strong embossed shield. Though he has covered his face with all his fatness and made his waist heavy with fat, he dwells in desolate cities, in houses which no one inhabits, which are destined to become ruins. He will not be rich, nor will his wealth continue, nor will his possessions overspread the earth. He will not depart from darkness. The flame will dry out his branches, and by the breath of his mouth he will go away. Let him not trust in futile things, deceiving himself, for futility will be his reward. It will be accomplished before his time, and his branch will not be green. He will shake off his unripe grape like a vine and cast off his blossom like an olive tree. For the company of hypocrites will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and bring forth futility. Their womb prepares deceit. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall words of wind have an end, or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's place, I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief. Though I am not relieved, and if I remain silent, how am I eased? But now he has worn me out. You have made desolate all my company. You have shriveled me up, and it is a witness against me. My leanness rises up against me and bears witness to my face. He tears me in his wrath and hates me. He gnashes at me with his teeth. My adversary sharpens his gaze on me. They gape at me with his mouth, and they strike me reproachfully on the cheek. They gather together against me. God has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over to the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he has shattered me, and he also has taken me by my neck and shaken me to pieces. He has set me up for his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my heart and does not pity. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with wound upon wound. He runs at me like a warrior. I have sewn sackcloth over my skin and laid my head in the dust. My face is flushed with weeping, and my eyelids in the shadow of death. Although no violence is in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let my cry have no resting place. Surely even now my witness is in heaven, and my evidence is on high. My friends scorn me. My eyes pour out tears to God. Oh, that one might plead for the man with God, for a man with God, as a man pleads for his neighbor. For when a few years are finished, I shall go the way of no return. I have read and you have heard from Job 15 and 16. Now we shall commence in Isaiah chapters 40 through 44. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and rough places. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. And the voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you bring forth good tidings. Get up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem. You bring forth good tidings. Lift your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured the heaven with a span, and calculated the depth of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who entrusted him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very small thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor is beast sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him? The workman molds an image, the goldsmith overspreads it with gold, and the silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the earth. Inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He judges. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Keep silence before me, O coastlands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. Who raised up one from the east? who is righteousness, called him to his feet, who gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings, who gave them as the dust to his sword, as driven stubble to his bow, who pursued them and passed safely by the way that he had not gone with his feet, who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am he. The coastland saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid. They drew near and came. Everyone helped his neighbor and said to his brother, be of good courage. So the craftsman encouraged the goldsmith. He who smooths with the hammer inspired him who strikes the anvil, saying, it is ready for the saltering. Then he fastened it with pegs that it might not totter. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest region and said to you, you are my, I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth, the mountains, and beat them small and make the hills like chaff. You will winnow them. The wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. You shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and the needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues shall fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in desolate heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons. Then bring forth and show us what will happen. Let them show the former things what they were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that he may know that you are God. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed or see it together. Indeed, you are nothing, and your work is nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun, he shall call on my name, and he shall come against princes as though mortar, as the potter treads clay. Who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and former times that we may say he is righteous. Surely there is no one who shows. Surely there is no one who declares. Surely there is no one who hears your words. the first time I said to Zion, look, there they are, and I will give to Jerusalem one who brings good tidings. For I looked, and there was no man. I looked among them, but there was no counselor who, when I asked of them for a word, indeed, they are all worthless. Their works are nothing. Their molded images are wind and confusion. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, the spirit to whom we walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in dark. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you them. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have held my peace a long time. I have been feel and restrain myself. Now I will cry like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers coastlands, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by the way they did not know. I will lead them in the path they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed who trust in graven images, who say to the molded image, you are our God. Hear, you deaf, blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messengers whom I send? Who is blind as he who is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but you do not observe. Opening the ears, but he does not hear. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will exalt the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in the prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers, for plunder, and no one says, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear, for the time is come? Who gave Jacob for plunder and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways. nor were they obedient to his law. Therefore, he has poured on them the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. It has set him on fire all around, yet he did not know, and it burned him, yet he did not take it to heart. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame course. Nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all nations be gathered and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. That you may know me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, the Chaldeans who rejoice in their ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, army and the power. They shall lie together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I will give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. But you have not called upon me, O Jacob, and you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me the sheep for your burnt offerings, nor have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not called you to serve with grain offerings, nor wearied you with incense. You have bought me no sweet cane with money, nor have you satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I remember, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. Your first father sinned, and your mediators have transgressed against me. Therefore, I will profane the princes of the sanctuary. I will give Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Hear now, O Israel, my servant, and yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write with his hand, the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. For those who make an image of all them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They neither see nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who would form a god or a mold of an image that profits them nothing? Surely all his companions would be ashamed, and the workmen, they are mere men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear. They shall be ashamed together. The blacksmith with his tongs works one in the coals, fashions it with his hammers, and works it with the strength of his arms. Even so, he is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. The craftsman stretches out his rule. He marks out one with chalk. He fashions it with a plane. He marks it out with the compass and makes it like the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, and that it may remain in the house. He cuts down cedar for himself and takes the cypress and the oak. He secures it for himself among the trees of the forest. He plants a pine and the rain nourishes it. Then it shall be for a man to burn. For he will take some of it and warm himself. Yes, he kindles it, and indeed he makes a god and worships it. He makes it a graven image and falls down to it. He burns half of it in the fire. With his half he eats meat. He roasts a roast and is satisfied. He even warms himself and says, ah, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the rest of it he makes into a god. His carved image. He falls down before it, for it, and worships it, prays to it, and says, deliver me, for you are my God. They do not know nor understand, for he has shut his eyes and he cannot see, and their hearts, so that they cannot understand, and no one considers in his heart, nor is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned half of it in the fire. Yes, I have also baked bread on the coals. I've roasted meat and eaten it. And shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood? He eats on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside. He cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. You will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains. O forests and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spreads abroad the earth by himself, who frustrates the sign of the babblers and drives diviners mad, who turns wise men backwards and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up her waste places, who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers, who says to Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 15 and 16 and Isaiah chapters 40 through 40. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you from this day forth. I hope you will continue to stay with me on this journey through a year in the word. God bless you. Amen.